The process is called mycoremediation. Scientists say it's natural, flexible, and field experiments suggest it's also inexpensive. First, fungus is exposed to increasing amounts of contaminants in the lab. It responds by learning how to break them down. Then it's mixed into contaminated soils, and by using its natural processes, it breaks the contaminants down into more benign compounds. Pacific Northwest National Lab scientist Susan Thomas says mycoremediation is convenient.
It can be used on any size of a site. It could be very small, from a bucket full of contaminated material to acres. It doesn't depend on building any structures.
Mycoremediation is already being used in areas throughout the world. Thomas says when it's partnered with other natural methods, such as using bacteria to break down waste, the environmental results could be tremendous. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Christina Shockley.